Welcome to Afyemi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chalo Daf Chof Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah mentioned that the shear of Chalo, based on today's measurement, is Chameshis Revoyim Kemach, 5/4 of a flower, 5/4 of a kaf. So it says that we're in the bottom of Chabes and Wundbase, Rav Ein B'Shem Avyanai, Kav Tivorni Chay B'Chalo. A kav of Tverio is Chay B'Chalo. One kav. Not a kav and a quarter. Not 5/4, only 4/4. What's the reason? Because the Tveria measurement, the measurement they use in Tiberia, that measurement is, they use a larger measurement. And what used to be 5/4 in other places, in Tveria is 4/4 of a kav. Similar, chad chalitor, a baker, shol abirchon, ask abirchon, what should I do? I don't want to be chav and chala. So what's the minimum amount? So he says, "On my azil ovid arbo polik, go and do 4 quarters and half a quarter. So don't do 5/4; do 4/4 and a half." Says the Gemara, "Chavgim Mudalef, the Yermelay Tloso polik." Says, "One second, didn't we just say then Tveria the shear is 4/4? So if you don't be chal and chal, you have to do less than 4/4. You say 3/4 and a half." On Abzeir Kavayo Besreyon Revayo Izraun. Says in the time that this story happened, Rabbi Yochanan, even though the kav stayed the same measurement, the roiva, the quarters, became smaller. So what used to be 4/4, and that was 1 kav, right now is 5/4. The kav is the same measurement, but the quarters are smaller, so you can put 5/4 into 1 kav. Meaning the measurement changed, and that's the reason Rabbi Yochanan told the baker that he could do 4/4 and a half. So the Mavayar Melechamisho, Poro Tzivchad. Why didn't he say do 5/4, less a little bit? 5/4 is what's chayav. So do 4/4 and almost an entire quarter, as long as it's less than the 5th quarter. So Gemara Shalayav, I don't want to get to be so close. He's gonna add a little bit. It'll be chayav chalo. He's not planning to do chalo. So then he said 4 and a half to make sure he's not close to 5. So the Gemara Biyuchron Derech Iso Shonu. Biyuchron explains the Mishnah. So we go derech isa. What does that mean? We talk about the Mishnah that says that if you have subin and morsin, which is the psoilus, this is the dirt of the flower, that joins the flower for the shear of challah. And Rabbi Yochanan says that's derech isa. That's the normal way of dough to have it in dirt, because many poor people are very happy to have a flour which is not so clean and it's a little cheaper. Amar b'shem lakish, the b'shem gamliel ilchur. This Mishnah goes like b'shem gamliel. What are we talking about? So the Gemara is going to speak about when you have wheat and rice that join together, is it chayav and chal? Rabbanan would say yes. If you have a shear of wheat and rice, that's good enough to be chayav and chal. Shimon Gamliel says no. Only if you have 5/4 a kav of wheat, so then the rice can join it and add more to the chal. But you need to have at least 5/4 of actual wheat. Says about the same thing in our mission. Our mission that we spoke about, when you take out the psoilus and it came back in, so you removed the subin and the morsum, and then it came back into the flour. That does not add to the shear of the challah. That's what the Mishnah says. Same way, that's according to Moshe Gamliel. According to Moshe Gamliel, you need to have 5/4 of pure wheat before you add rice. Similar over here, you have to have 5/4 of pure wheat before you add the psoilus. But according to Rabbanon, that the rice can join the wheat for the minimum shear, so also the psoas can join the wheat for the minimum shear. Says more Talmidoye de Abchia Rubo, the Talmidim of Chia Rubo Bar Loliso, Bisherim Shuma Levi, they said Divri Akoli. Even Rabbanon agree in our Mishnah. And more goes on to explain. So the Mona, and we had a similar Gemara before. Rabbi Yasi, my Rabbi, did not mention this. Omer de Kavaso, he mentioned something similar in the name of Yochanan. That's what we just mentioned in the beginning of this part of the sugyo, that we're going derech isa, the normal way to eat the dough. When the psoas was removed, it went back in, it's not the normal way to eat it. So Yochanan gave us the definition. The only reason the dirt joins the flour, because that's the normal way. That's before it was sifted and taken out. Once it was taken out, nobody brings it back in to join the actual wheat. So if it did go back, it cannot count it as part of the measurement for the challah. Even Rabbanon will agree. It's different than rice. By rice, many people, according to Rabbanon, people join, put together, combine rice to wheat to have challah. But the psoilus to put it after it was removed, put it together with the wheat, people don't do. So everybody agrees that in this case, the psoilus will not be added to the measurement for the shear of challah. Continues the Gemara of Gimel on base. Shear of challah v'chulei, what's a shear of challah? And the Mishnah says it's 1 out of 24 for Baal HaBayis, 1 out of 48 for a nachtan, for a baker. Why are the Baal HaBayis 1 out of 24? And the baker is 1 out of 48. So the answer to the Gemara, Elo, Shanachtoim, we're using here the gears of Abchaim in this entire Omo. There's many changes to the gears that we have. So Elo, Shanachtoim, Eino, Ro'o, B'Isosoi. Anachtoim is not really generous with his Iso. He's trying to make money. He needs every small piece. It's important for him. He's very generous. He doesn't care so much as making more. He is not so makbid. So therefore, Rabbanan said, you know what, Balabais, I can give you a little bit more obligation to have challah. But anachtom, every amount is very, very dear to him. He's very careful in every amount. So I'm not asking to give so much challah. That's not the reason. The pasuk says, "Give the truma to Aaron." It needs to be a nesina chashuvo, and an important isa, an important amount. El shanachta misoso mirubo v'yesh b'kedem aton lekoyin. Ubalabayis misoso miruto v'ein b'kedem aton lekoyin. Anachtam usually makes a lot of dough, makes a lot of bread. So therefore, even if you do 148, it's still a matona chashuvo to give it to the kohen. Ubalabayis makes not that much of dough. So if you're going to say only one, if you say 148, it will be almost nothing to give to the kohen. So you say 1 out of 24. So you say that's my voice. So the Mishnah b'no yechad mesivar. But we learn in the Mishnah, it doesn't matter if he's doing it for himself or he's doing it for his wedding. The wedding is doing a lot of dough, and still you say 1 out of 24. I'm not going to come and start differentiating between the balabais who's doing a small amount and balabais who's doing a large amount. But we learn in the Mishnah that a woman is doing in the market, if she then she goes 1 out of 48. Even though Aisha is doing in the market, she's not a baker, she's not doing such a large amount. So according to Rab Chaim, the Gemara now is basically saying that's not a real big question. Because the same answer, the Gemara, the Chachom Medina Mechalik, they said anybody who does it at home, does 1 out of 24, even if it's a large amount. Anybody does outside the cell, does 1 out of 48, even if it's a small amount. Not a big question on the second answer. But the word now is going back to the first answer. What was the first answer? That has to do with Ayin Yofa and Ayin Ra. So as the Gemara, Bishoshio Salaveso, but if she does it at home, Ayin Atoyva Beisoso. She has a good eye in her dough. We just said it. In the house, people are generous. They don't care so much about the small amounts. So if so, so why are you saying that she does 1 out of 48? No, when she's selling out in the market, even though she's doing it home, then she's very makbid on the measurement. So this is talking about the first half. We had two explanations. Why are we differentiating between 1 out of 24 and 1 out of 48? So the first explanation was, Ayin Yofa V'Ayin Ra. How much a person is generous with his dough. A person who does it at home is more generous, so he asks her to do more challah. A person who's doing outside, he's less generous, he do less challah. A woman is selling in the market, even though she's doing it at home, she's also Ayin Ra. The second explanation is because we want to make sure there's enough to give to the kohen. So usually a baker does a lot, so we say 1 out of 48. Usually a person at home does a little, so he does 1 out of 24. Even when you have the exceptions to this rule, and people are doing a lot at home, or a little to do outside, we have one or not mechalik. Kedus the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, the Nitmes Isasso of the Iso became Tameh, so if it was B'shoigeg, so you do 1 out of 48. If it was B'meiz, you do 1 out of 24. Amar Rav Mastiso B'limidus Tehaz Mefreshes Echod Mesrim V'arbo. This is a woman who's always doing the right thing. She always takes that 1 out of 24. Aval B'limidus Tehaz Mefreshes Echad Me'arim V'shmoino. But if she's cutting quarters, and she's always doing 1 out of 48, because she wants to try to squeeze out and do less challah. That's what she always does. And now it became Tomei, she goes to her bone and says, what should I do? What should I do now? Should I do 1 out of 48 or not? So then the din is, and here we're using the Yisuf Chaim again, Noisenes Echod Mesrim V'arba, Kadesh Lo Yechoy Teniskar. So then she has to give 1 out of 24, because she's doing something which was wrong the whole time, take 1 out of 48. So now that became Tameh, we're not going to tell you can continue doing 1 out of 48. She has to do 1 out of 24. 124 is the regular measurement. When it becomes tummy, it's 148. Someone who's not doing it right, not doing correctly, is a chayte. He has to do 124, even when it becomes tummy. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Chof Gimel.